Okay, not many kids can claim the title of museum curator, but 11-year-old Anderson Taylor sure can. He opened a natural history museum in Cambridge, Illinois in 2024 when he was only 9 years old. And now, Anderson can add youngest male museum curator to his list of already impressive accomplishments. And he joins us now. Welcome and congrats on winning a Guinness World Record.
Yeah, thanks for having me in. Yeah.
So, wait, okay, Anderson, I just want to start by going back to the very beginning of things. Tell me how you even got the idea to start the Cambridge Natural History Museum.
So, yeah, when I was about 7 years old, we went on like a family trip to Scotland. We were looking for some dinosaur footprints on a beach.
Yeah.
And they told us about this fun museum called Staffan Dinosaur Museum, and it was really cool. It was like a little one-room museum.
Wow.
So when we got home, I told my dad that I wanted to start a museum.
Okay, so you get inspired to open a museum all those years ago, and now you have your very own museum. What does it look like on the inside?
Well, it looks, it's like a little one-room museum, and it's got a whole bunch. It's like about 13 display cases,
wow.
And most of them are in a big, like, circle, essentially, around the room.
And what sorts of artifacts are on display?
We've got seashells, minerals, gemstones, dinosaur fossils, some replicas, Native American artifacts, and, yeah, stuff like that, yeah.
Wait, so Anderson, help me picture this. How do you go about regularly finding artifacts for your museum?
So a lot of the collections donated fossils. But when we do go out and find fossils, most of the time, surprisingly, I find them in my driveway.
What? What happened in your driveway many, 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 many eons ago?
So, the gravel that's in our driveway is limestone, and limestone is generally just fossils.
Uh-huh.
And that's actually how my first fossil was found. It had this little corkscrew-looking thing in it. It's called a crinoid. They were very cool animals that looked like plants, surprisingly. And we also had some coral pieces in there.
That's amazing. So just give me an idea of what it's like to be a curator day to day. What does a day in your life look like?
So usually I wake up around like 6 o'clock in the morning and I grab the keys or depending on if it's open or not, my special signature hat, go up there, open it up. And then I essentially for the rest of the day, depending on if there's people or not, I will just look at the rocks and kind of study them, see if I can find anything new about them. Or if there are people in there, I just give them a tour of the entire museum.
What happens to the museum while you're at school?
So usually at school, nothing really happens there except for the few times that I get pulled out of school to open up because someone wants me to open up.
Your teachers are cool with that?
Sometimes, if it's like somebody reserved to go to the museum, then yeah, they're fine with that.
I mean, you have a job to do, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. Do you still have as much time to go fossil hunting on your driveway?
Yeah, whenever I have the free time to, I sometimes do.
So awesome. So Anderson, what is your ultimate dream? If you have a professional dream yet at your age, do you think that museum curation is something you will always be involved with?
Yeah, I think it will be. Like, museum curating is just going to be my thing. It's really fun.
Well, is there a famous museum out there in the world that you would love to one day be a curator for?
The American Museum of Natural History would be a fun one to curate.
Oh, right here in Washington, D.C.?
Yeah.
Oh, I could totally see you there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was so fun talking to you, Anderson. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
That is Anderson Taylor, curator of the Cambridge Natural History Museum in Cambridge, Illinois, and the youngest male curator in the world. Maybe I can get you to cut class and let me into your museum one day.
I mean, I'd be fine with that.